Don't just dream it, do it.
Who is your Right Tribe? It's the place to go to find support, inspiration, and motivation. It's a place where everyone is welcome. In fact, we encourage you to bring a friend. It's a place where conversations begin, where discussions are rampant, and where ideas are born.
The Right Tribe is a home for creatives in every step of their journey to come, collaborate, and create. Our mission is clear.
Community.
Conversation.
Creativity.
We are here to generate a community of like-minded individuals, a place to belong no matter where you are.
We are here to start a conversation, a place to ask questions, to provide feedback, and to bounce ideas off others who truly get you.
We're here to spur creativity, a place to let your hair down, to let your light shine, and never to feel like you have to hide who you are or what you are.
Hello, and welcome back to our podcast. We are very happy you're here. Today, we are talking about fear, and specifically fear of failure when it comes to your writing projects or anything creative that you might be working on right now. So we've been sitting here for about an hour, I would say, just chatting about how our week has been going and talking about different things that we've experienced, or fear that we've experienced.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what fear do you suffer from?
Oh, goodness. There's a lot of fears. I guess fear of failure, and I think that's just the creative in me, and I think we all go through that. Fear of the unknown, fear of missing out, fear of everything. I'm so scared. There's so many different things that I personally go through, and I mean, even just this week, there's so many ups and downs with my own fears. I'm scared that I'm not gonna live up to my own expectations. I'm afraid of not living up to other people's expectations. I'm afraid of missing out on things when I'm busy doing other things. There's a lot of them there.
Yeah, so you were saying how you would be editing your book and then you would be thinking that you should be reading because you have a book, like you want to read 52 books this year.
Yeah, I set my expectations so high that when it comes to actually doing things, unless I've balanced them in my schedule, if I'm just kind of winging it, I don't really know what I'm doing with my time. And then I worry. So like last night I was editing my book because it needs to be edited. It's going out to an agent in 16 days and it has to get done. But then I'm looking at the book I'm currently reading and thinking, I'm only on like book 18 this year and I wanted to finish 52. So like I've set my expectations so high that I know I want to hit that, but when do I fit it in? And then on top of it, I have so much else going on in my life. Like, my life does not revolve just around reading and writing. I have a husband that never sees me anymore. I have, you know, meals that I have to prepare. I have, you know, my own personal, like, wellness that I have to look after. And then I have a full-time day job. And, like, how do I fit all of this in? And when I don't fit it in properly, or when, I don't know, when I'm working on one thing, I'm scared that I should be working on the other, and that fear is, it just manifests into so much more. And then all of a sudden I start thinking about everything. I start thinking about the countdown to when my YouTube goes live, and the fact that I haven't even thought about the content for my, I shouldn't be admitting this, I haven't thought about the content for my newsletter yet this month, and it goes out in 6 days, and I'm leaving for Bali in 35 days, and I have so much to do before then, and work, and like there's just so much, and I get overwhelmed, and then it just spills everywhere, and affects everything in my life, and ultimately it just kind of like, I spin into a tizzy and get nothing done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you be doing like too much and kind of spreading yourself thin over these things? Like, would it help to get rid of a couple, or are you kind of thinking, I see value
to let go of it? Because then what happens if I let go of stuff? first of all, what do I let go of that's not important in my life? Mm-hmm. My husband, he's kind of stuck to me now. well, I have to eat, so I have to be able to be at the house and, like, cook dinner and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to get rid of my writing, and I mm-hmm. consider reading to be research for my own book, mm-hmm. so that's so critical. I do need my day job. I can't get rid of that. So then I look at the platform stuff, and mm-hmm. this is how I connect with all of you. And for me to be looking at writing a book but not working on my platform, not working on my YouTube and my Instagram and my Twitter and my podcasting, like, all of that, if I don't do that, how am I connecting with people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you want to connect with people so that when you do publish the book,
exactly.
you can market to yeah. people and get it out there.
Yeah.
And have people read your stuff, which is very important, right?
There's days that go by where none of that really affects me, where I'm okay with it all and I can uh-huh. move on and be really, you know, type A and have it all scheduled out and be feeling really good about it. But then there's just times where it all weighs so heavy and then uh-huh. that fear just takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've definitely experienced the same. It's like you feel overwhelmed. You want to do everything perfect. You don't want to miss out on anything. And you do see the value in everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't feel like there's enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
No.
But I do think, and Ray, I want to ask you about this, because you are living as a full-time author right now.
Yeah.
And I often think, like, if I was to get rid of my day job, would I still be feeling this? Because then there's just even more that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just writing, everything you're doing, you're just doubling up on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only write for an hour a day because I have to spend 9 hours at my day job.
Yeah.
I would just double up on everything and still feel the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm wondering if it's this is just like a side to being ambitious, or this is just like a side effect of wanting to achieve a lot. Like, it's,
when you don't have the time.
Or just in general, like, even if you have the time,
yeah.
you just find more things to fill that time.
Yeah,
with.
It's just sort of the side effect of wanting to achieve something and being in the creative world that you fear not doing enough, or you fear not doing it well enough, or you fear, you know, that it's not going to work out for you,
mm-hmm.
even if you have all the hours in the day. Because for me, I often blame my job. Oh, I don't have enough time. That's why
yeah.
I'm feeling overwhelmed, and I fear that it's not going to happen for me because I don't have, you know, 20 hours of my day to spend on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just, like, film and edit what I've got and put it up
there.
And
just do it.
And just do it and hope for the best, right? And then head
yeah.
off to work. So I'm wondering, like, do you feel, like, do you still have the fear around things, even though you're like, full-time author right now?
Yeah, like, meeting you guys kind of pushed me
mm-hmm.
into it, like, fully.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really pushed me into mm-hmm. wanting to push through the fear of starting something new, like YouTube
mm-hmm.
or podcasting
mm-hmm.
or a website with, like, collaborators and stuff like we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But day to day, I'm the same way as you, the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't feel like I have enough time. I still feel confused. I still feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... I think it's because it's so much new at one point. It's
yeah.
hard to move past that and just accept the fact that you're learning, you're growing, and it's going to be a hot mess every day. And that's something before I never realized. I just
mm-hmm.
thought, if I'm organized, I have a plan, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can plan all I want now and it doesn't happen.
Right.
See, and I think I'm the opposite on that. I think that no matter what, I'm always going to feel this way. Because
mm-hmm.
when things are going good, I'm on top of the world, and I feel like I have really, really high highs
mm-hmm.
and then really, really low lows.
Mm-hmm.
So when my schedule is working and I have the time and I can do everything that I want and I'm hitting goals and, you know, I'm ahead of schedule on my podcast and on everything else that's going on in my life, I'm like, yes, I am a goddess at this. And then all of a sudden things turn around and it just takes one thing, or I don't know, weather changing, or I don't know.
You burn out.
Yeah,
yeah,
and all of a sudden it just, like, I just flatten out completely.
it happens. Like, mm-hmm. I know with you, it's the same thing. Like, you need to take a day or two off mm-hmm. and reset mentally yeah. before you can jump back in. Like, yeah, we've all absolutely. Done it.
But I do think that no matter where you are in this process, I think that you're going to be in this. Like, I think that this is just inevitable. Like,
yeah.
that whether you're a New York Times bestselling author with 57 books on the market and successful in everything you do,
mm-hmm.
or if you're starting out writing your first draft and struggling through trying to figure out YouTube, no matter what it is, you're going to have your own struggles.
Yeah.
And it's you're still going to have those high highs and low lows. It's just a matter of remembering when you're in the lows, why you're there, what your fears are, and that you have already conquered them. Mm-hmm. You just don't know it yet.
And remember seeing on, like, YouTube and other platforms like that, that life isn't this perfect, organized place of, like, bliss.
Mm-hmm.
It's messy. It's rough. It's, you get moments of, like, complete clarity, and you're, like, excited, and you want to shout from the rooftops. But most days, you want to hide in your bed, because you're like, I have so much to do, and I don't even know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of fear around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like trying to find some normalcy to the chaos and to the burnout and to the overwhelm.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that on Instagram or YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Not very often.
No.
Like maybe you see a glimpse of it. But,
no. Well, yeah. I think that when we do get into those lows, nobody wants to show mm-hmm. that we're in those lows. Nobody wants to admit that they're in that. Like, nobody wants to look at their stuff and be like, you know what? I hate what I'm doing and I don't think I'm good enough and I'm not going to put it out there. And it was one of the things that I really prided you on. I was very proud of you last week with your YouTube channel where you said that. You said, you know, I'm not perfect and I'm having a really hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And Krista, you rocked it out. Like that made mm-hmm. me realize that like not everybody is doing that perfect spot. And
yeah.
like it was really real and transparent.
And not everyone's lucky enough to have people in their life like we do.
Yeah.
To support each other and understand exactly what we're going with. So
mm-hmm.
you putting that out there on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
for me seeing that a year ago, I would have been like, okay, she gets it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting because I had such a hard time filming that video and I didn't know what I was going to put in it. And I had to come back to like, what is the most real experience for me? And I admitted in that video that my intentions to start the YouTube channel in Camp Nano was to be this like rock star and be so inspirational.
Yeah.
So because I thought that's what'll make people love me
mm-hmm.
and want to subscribe and I'll be so popular and I'll just like this, I'll be a leader and everyone will be like, how'd you do it, Krista? And it just went the complete opposite, really. But I learned so much. And like I say in the video, I got way more out of my experience than I thought.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad that that resonated with,
mm-hmm.
with you guys, and that's how I wanted it to come across.
I think it's funny because when I first started with, like, the BookTube and all that, and AuthorTube, I found that the people that had it all together were not the ones I wanted to watch because
no.
I did not resonate with them. So
mm.
I wanted to see people, like, I think I remember it was one of Kim's first, Kim Chance's first videos that I saw, and that wasn't one of her first, but she was in her classroom and she was having a bit of a meltdown.
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
It was about the publishing process and how she wasn't being picked up by a publishing house. And I sat and I watched her and I was like, everybody goes through this. Like,
mm-hmm.
these are the lows. These are the creative
mm-hmm.
lows. And I get it. And like, thank goodness that somebody else is out there telling me that they're going through it too. Because otherwise, I feel like a loser who can't get my stuff together.
Yeah.
When everybody else is going through it.
And then you fear that you're not really meant to be a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
creeps in and you're like,
or that I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But
or,
seeing that helps realize
yeah.
mm-hmm. I am on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a hard life to like go through.
Yeah.
But that's why I think the AuthorTube community specifically, because there's so many like young, ambitious authors on there, is really like important,
mm-hmm.
is really great. Because I read a lot of author interviews, but it's really hard to read an author interview
mm-hmm.
with somebody who's New York Times bestselling
yeah.
author, and they say, yeah, I have my rough days, and it's really hard to pick
like
yourself
Stephen
up.
Like Stephen King.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, yeah, you know, but you've got all the help in the world. Like, you've got your name behind you. I'm nobody, like, really, and I'm having these, like, hard days, so
yeah.
it's...
But on the flip side, I just like being devil's advocate. On the flip side of that, I watch interviews with, like, Sarah J. Maas, and I love listening to her interviews because she talks about Throne of Glass, it's YA fantasy, so for those of you that don't know who she is, you need to know who she is.
But yeah, she talks about her first book and how she started writing it at 16. And mm-hmm. she's, like, it's now doing amazing, but it took her that long to get there. And she talks about the struggles and how many times she rewrote it. And, like, even that, like, I do like watching indie authors and up-and-coming booktubers and YouTubers. And but I also like seeing those success stories where they still are a real person.
Yeah.
And you can see that there is potential for success. Because I think that's part of my other fear is that it's that fear, that FUD, that fear, uncertainty, doubt, that this time next year, I'm going to be in the same position I am right now with 100 extra followers.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe I don't have my book published. And maybe this time next year, I have, you know, 24 podcasts and YouTube videos under my belt. And I really am not any further than I am right now. So being able to see people who have actually progressed to a point mm-hmm. that they have is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Do you mean like as you haven't progressed in your writing or just progressed in getting closer to your, you know, your dream?
In all of it. And I guess mm-hmm. it all goes hand in hand for
yeah.
me. So being able to publish my book and getting that out there to people and getting it in readers' hands, and then also, you know, having an influence in the community and being able to monetize that influence so that
mm-hmm.
I can start living
your dream.
That life and living my dream mm-hmm. rather than living somebody else's dream. I love my job, but living someone else's dream and mm-hmm. trying to fit mine into the extra hours that I have in a day.
Mm-hmm. So you want to just
yeah.
live your authentic life.
Absolutely.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I get scared that, you know, it's been 3 years. I've been writing this book for 3 years. Well, not this one, but my first book.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been writing for three and a half now. And how much further am I now than I was then? This year is the first year I've seen some real change in my platform.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I just worry that I'm going to be another year older, another year down the road, and I'm still going to be trying to get published and trying to get followers and trying to be like have influence in the community and that I'm not going to be there, and that hits me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would it be helpful to like reflect on how much you have learned in the last 3 years?
Oh,
or the
absolutely. And I do think that like I practice gratitude all the time, and part
mm-hmm.
of the gratitude is where I am in my journey and, you know, meeting you guys and how far I've come. And I mean, like I said, this year has been the biggest growth year, and it's nowhere near over yet. There's
mm-hmm.
still so much coming
yeah.
this year, which is huge. And I think that this is the tipping point for me. So I hope that I'm not going to be in the same position that I was this time last year, like the same amount of progression next
yeah.
year as I have this past year. I don't know.
And I don't think that you will be, and I cannot
know.
Wait to listen
yeah.
to this podcast in exactly a year
exactly.
and be like, to compare.
Crap.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Yeah.
Which is why, like, I think this podcast is so cool, because it's sort of like a diary for us to
yeah.
just sit and, like, have a conversation of where we're at and what's on our mind, and it's going to be so cool a year from now to come back and listen
yeah.
to all of these
mm-hmm.
and be like, wow, we were there. And
we were babies.
Yeah,
yeah,
we were so young. We had no
yeah.
idea what was in store.
Didn't know anything. And I guess that kind of leads me into where I think we should be able to end this is, what is your tip, or do you guys have any tips on how to overcome that fear, or what to think, like where to set your mindset? And that kind of, that common crest tip, basically that was mine, is to not just see the immediate future, but look 1 and 2 years down the road and remember how far you've come thus far and how much farther you are going to go. And
mm-hmm.
I know for certain that in 2 years' time, or even in a year's time, the amount of experience and everything else that I'm going to gain is night and day. And I mean, even, you know, we're looking at going to a writer's conference, and last year I was the one that was nervous and like didn't
mm-hmm.
know what to expect. And this year I'm going into it with a completely different mindset, and I'm ready to hit the ground running, and I'm watching my reaction and you guys, because that was a year ago for me. Like, I've grown in that, and I need to acknowledge that. And I think that that's my tip, is to acknowledge where you've come from and where you could be in
mm-hmm.
a year.
Mm-hmm. My tip would be to set your goals on how you want to feel. So if you want to have a goal of that you want to have this experience versus I want to just accomplish this and this and that, I think that you'll have a different mindset, because no matter what like road bumps you hit along the way, if you come back to, well, my goal was to have an experience this year or to have many experiences this year, at least you're having experiences and you can fulfill that goal. Yeah. But it has to be meaningful to you, because you can't just say, oh, I want to have all these experiences, and then, you know, things go totally off track. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, and then you come back to, well, I'm having experiences, but they suck, and it just doesn't
like
have any
resonance.
Like
reading 52 books in a year.
Right.
It might not resonate at the end of the year for you.
Right. Yeah, because they might have just been a number. Books just to read them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But if your goal was to have, you know, quality time or like downtime, connect with books, then you're going to feel really good at the end of the year, whether you read 52 or 25, because throughout the whole year, you were fulfilling your goal of how you wanted to feel.
Especially if it's like connecting that way.
Right. Yeah. So it's a little bit much to wrap your head around, but like that's what's really worked for me. And I really like to always come back to what's my goal based on how I want to feel.
Yeah.
Like
that. Mm-hmm. My tip would be just to feel the fear and do it anyway.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
You just
have
to.
You're like our bold matriarch here.
Absolutely. No, like just feel what you're going through. Understand where the fear is coming from, because it's not a... The fear isn't the problem. It's a symptom of the problem. Mm. So you have to look at, why am I feeling fear about what I'm doing? Am I fear of being inauthentic, being viewed as inauthentic? Mm-hmm. Are you scared of failing? Are you scared of doing it but not getting to the position you want just by doing it? Mm-hmm. So you really have to just understand that and dig down deep and then just move past it and just do it. Mm-hmm. If you don't do it, you're never going to get anywhere.
Right. So doing a little bit of like self-inquiry, like what's really going on here and what can I learn about myself to move past the fear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yeah, that's
so
really good.
So feel the fear, do it anyway.
I like it.
I love it.
Awesome.
All right, well, thanks for listening. This has been a really helpful podcast for me, and I came into it not really knowing what I was going to talk about. But as always, we have really great conversation, and I'm going to take away a lot from this podcast.
Me too.
Agreed. Yeah, awesome. Well, have a great week, guys.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Catch us on Instagram at The Right Tribe or head over to therighttribeproject.com to sign up for our newsletter.
We'll only send updates and exciting new announcements.
Make sure you come back every Wednesday for more inspiration, coffee chats, and more.